Welcome to the So Live podcast. So Live is an educational nonprofit with a mission to make effective, non-toxic cancer treatments more accessible to the public while promoting general health, wellness, and happiness. This podcast is an extension of that mission. Thank you from So Live.
So happy to be back on the So Live podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Shanna Covey, board member with So Live. My other co-host today is Ryan Overcash, one of our wellness committee members that we're so happy to have with us today. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, I'm so excited today. We're going to introduce Janice Kapp. She is not only an insurance agent and broker, but also a consultant really interested in helping patients kind of navigate the tough world of medical health and wellness. So Janice, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
We have so many questions to ask you. First of all, I'd love to know just a little bit about your background. How did you get into this and what did you find along the way?
So interestingly, my background is I have a business degree in management and I managed medical and dental offices for 25 years.
Okay.
That was what I did. And then one day I woke up and decided I did not want to be in the corporate world anymore. Actually just quit my job with no plans on what I was going to do. And interestingly, I had some supplemental coverage and I had an agent that saw my resume and kept emailing me. And I'm like, I am not selling insurance. That is not something I really
I'm interested in doing.
I mean, I had done, you know, the flip side of it, you know, having done billing and I used to help my mom. I was her primary insurance person, helping her navigate all of that stuff. And so I just didn't imagine being on the flip side of it. And so finally, after about the fourth email, I went and spoke to this lady just so she would stop emailing me. And I came home and I told my husband, I'm going to sell insurance because I love helping people. And that was just, once I did the interview, I figured out it was a great way to help people. I have knowledge from the other side, right?
Yeah.
I worked in medical offices. I kind of know how the billing works. And so I knew a lot of the tricks of the trade and I felt like I could just help people from that aspect.
Oh, I'm sure, because that just has to be so overwhelming, especially if someone is feeling sick or feeling confused and not knowing where to go just to get the financial help. They're already stressed on the medical situation they're dealing with. So that is a great service, just to feel like someone is holding their hand through that process and has the knowledge to point them in the right direction. So I can definitely see that connection.
Right. And so it took me a little bit. I started in the supplemental world and then having run small businesses and talking to small business owners, you know, they all wanted to provide health insurance for their employees, but it was so expensive and there's lots out there and nobody knew what to do. And so more and more, I just kind of broadened what I did to include more things because it's not a one size fits all. And that's what I found with a lot of insurance agents. They have one or two companies they represent, and they try to fit everyone in that box, and everyone doesn't fit in that box, you know? And so I like to be able to have a wide range of things and actually truly sit down with people, consult with them, find out what their needs are, and then give them some ideas. Okay, this is what's available to you, and just take it from there.
In our first conversation, I was telling you a little bit about my history with a rare autoimmune disease that not only left me fighting for answers for 10 years, but it medically and financially was a whole nother set of problems to navigate. And so when you were telling me some of the experiences you encountered, it really hit home for me. I think it is something that most people feel really lost and are really struggling right now, as this it seems to be a really transitional period for medicine and insurance and coverage. And a lot of people aren't even sure that a consultant in this space exists. But tell me a little bit about how you work with a customer that is struggling, even if they have been diagnosed or they're on this hunt like I was to receive a diagnosis and not really sure where to put that money every month.
So obviously, if you talk to me before anything happens is always the best resource because you have more choices. Once you start the process where you have something going on, whatever it is, it does become a little more difficult. But part of what I do is sometimes insurance is not always the answer. And people are blown away by that. Even if you actually have insurance, sometimes it's cheaper not to use your insurance.
Really?
Yes.
You were telling me an instance, you know, SoLiv has a huge background in cancer and really supporting alternative cancer therapies. And you were suggesting that there might be ways to do that and get some financial help.
Yes, there's a lot of, you can choose to be a cash pay patient. And this is what I do counsel some of my clients. Again, depends on what's going on in their lives. But there's, I know, a hospital system that gives an 89% discount if you're a cash pay patient.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I actually have a client of mine. Well, he wasn't a client of mine yet, but he ended up being in the hospital, no insurance. I said, make sure you tell him, because he called me. What do I do? Mm-hmm. Tell him your cash pay. And so he's in the hospital for, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. His bill was over $300,000.
Wow.
I was thinking that number.
Yeah. And so he calls me and I'm like, okay, don't panic. First, you know, every place, every huge place has financial assistance, mm-hmm. quote unquote. And even if you think you don't qualify, you probably do, because it's just a way that hospitals use this to, once they're going to write off whatever they use to get reimbursed from the government. So a lot of people don't know that. So you apply for assistance, and he did all of those things. His $300,000 bill, his final bill was $900.
What?
Yeah. Wow. And so, I mean, sometimes it doesn't come down that low, okay. but it's just, it's
figuring out the loopholes.
Figuring out the loopholes and what to do. You know, I've got people all the time that tell me, I don't need financial assistance. And I'm like, apply for it, because you don't seem to understand that these hospitals, and I don't want to beat up on hospitals.
We're not villainizing a hospital.
We're not.
It's
just the way it works right now. And that's what I try to help people understand. This is how the system is working, or as I joke, not working right now.
Or not working for a patient.
Yeah, it doesn't work for most people. And so don't ever, ever pay a bill you get, even if you have insurance. There's ways to negotiate that. And when you know what your treatment is, that there's different things out there that you can apply for, that you just have to ask. And most big name hospitals have a facilitator in the hospital that, you know, they have different titles at different places, but that's their job, is to help you figure out how to pay for it.
I take on a couple of pro bono cases each year. And last year I was faced with somebody who I desperately wanted to help. I'm certainly not a doctor. I don't offer medical advice, but I want to help them navigate a tough world, similarly to what you do. And he was a type 2 diabetic. He was on a very expensive medication and a very specific pump and could not find insurance, had been denied coverage for these items. How do you help somebody that is already diagnosed and already knows what they need, but they're having trouble kind of finding a plan that fits their needs rather than their needs fitting a plan?
Right. So again, it's case by case. I find out what they have, and then I search and I go out there and look and see what's available. And there is unfortunately no perfect plan.
But it's kind of like speaking another language.
It is. It very much is. And you have to understand the ins and outs. So there may be, okay, you take X medication and it's super expensive. If the online prescription thing you can do is not an answer, well, let's look and see what plan takes that. Maybe paying $20 more a month in premium is worth saving $500 on your medication. And people don't get that. It's a total cost thing. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I do when I consult, is if I save you money on your premium, you may have some out-of-pocket costs, but those total costs should be less than what you would pay, you know, if you got a big name plan and then you still had a big deductible to meet. And so there's a lot of different ways to look at it, but I do the math. I always tell people, it's just math. It really is just math. What is your premium? What is your out-of-pocket expenses to your doctors, to your medications? Take that total and we'll compare it to other plans and see where that fits. And some people do qualify for assistance. You know, if it's an ACA plan, depending on their income, they could qualify. You know, they're not going to be denied coverage, but whether they can afford the coverage or not is the other big thing.
The year that I was hospitalized, I walked in thinking I was relatively healthy. I knew I had this kind of rare issue going on, but I was hospitalized for a heart issue. And my insurance basically said, one, we will not cover this because it's experimental. And two, your hospital is covered, but the physician on the tachycardia unit or the cardio unit there is not covered.
Right.
And so I was in kind of a pickle, and I was very lost, very frustrated, and not even able to leave based on their guidelines. So in that instance, if somebody's faced with that, can they pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, what should I do?
Of course they can ask me. Sometimes I don't always have the best answer. And I always, just like anything else, you know, prepare. You were young. You probably didn't think you needed lots of different kinds of insurance.
I had extremely expensive insurance, actually. I was paying about $1,600 a month.
Oh, my goodness.
And found out that I was basically not covered for almost everything.
Wow.
And that was really shocking to me. It was something I unfortunately picked up in hindsight. But I don't know if there was a way around that. And so I'm always really curious now to see what could I have done differently? How could I have avoided that situation? And kind of help my clients to navigate that, because especially now there's so many alternative therapies that aren't covered by insurance but might be the best option for the patient. So in that case, would something like a health savings account be an option?
A health savings account, or some, there are different kinds of supplemental coverages out there that will give you a lump sum if you're diagnosed with, let's say, cancer.
Sure.
And we don't tell you how to spend it.
Oh.
So you could have that lump sum, and let's say you thought really great health insurance isn't covering the actual treatment you need. Well, then you can use that lump sum payment to negotiate a cash price with the facility. Mm-hmm. So there's different ways, and you don't have to claim that as income. So again, it doesn't come into play determining if you're financially in need, because that's not income. The way they structure it, it's a payment from the insurance. It's like a reimbursement of your premium, but mm-hmm. you get way more than you've ever paid
right.
in. So they've structured policies in a way that you could receive those funds and not pay any taxes on them, which is really awesome too, and it doesn't count as income.
And what is that called again?
Supplemental. There are different companies out mm-hmm. there, but supplemental insurance,
okay.
which a lot of people don't think, I have health insurance, I don't need that.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You had that experience, Ryan, mm-hmm. where you're super expensive, you thought really great health insurance covered everything. No one's health insurance pays everything.
Right.
And there's always going to be something that is not covered. And there's always going to be doctors not network. Because mm-hmm. unfortunately, hospitals will utilize, for different reasons, whatever doctor, whether they're the best or that's who they can get on staff, or you just don't know. And when you're worried about when you're sick, you don't ask, oh, excuse me, are you in network?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't ask that. Yeah. And you could, at least
until it's too late.
Right.
Until it's too late. And then you're getting billed and you're going, oh, I'm responsible for all this. And it's really unfortunate that there's not more transparency mm-hmm. in that. And I, you know, not to get on a soapbox, but really, truly, if there was more transparency and if consumers could know some of the billing, how billing
right.
works, who's in network, mm-hmm. what doctors they utilize. I mean, you can call the hospitals or a big surgery facility, and they're not going to be very willing with that information.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting that we spend so much money here? Health is such a big part of everybody's life, and it is an area of education that almost nobody ever receives. And I think that was really what made me so interested in talking with you, is if a patient can just walk in a little bit more armed and a little bit more informed each time, their experience could be life-changing. I
yes.
know for me, you know, the tens of thousands of dollars that I probably could have saved in each experience, in each hospitalization, really would have changed my life and allowed me to probably get better faster. So you were telling me some really interesting stories, examples of some cases that you'd worked on. Would you share some of the really standout examples?
Well the one I told you mm-hmm. about, and I had another client that actually, I always tell all my clients, anytime you have something planned, please call me first. Well, this particular client did not. Went, needed a knee replacement, so completely planned on an emergency, and went to the facility, gave them the insurance card. The facility never bothered to tell her they were out of network. Yeah. So she has her surgery. She receives a bill for $174,000. Wow. And you can Google, there's actually something called Healthcare Blue Book. You can actually Google the average cost of different procedures. Okay. So the average cost of a knee replacement is about $40,000. Wow. And we're going, oh my God. And she was panicking. And I said, you know what? Call them, tell them you failed to tell me you were out of network. I want you to reprice my bill for cash. Mm-hmm. Which they said they wouldn't do, but they ended up doing. And I told her she needed to be persistent. Her final bill was $1,500.
Oh, wow.
Again, that's a standout story. And there's other instances where certain places won't negotiate, you know, and it's really unfortunate. And I hate to see that, because it's just like you said, Ryan, just people having that knowledge of going in. And I joke with my clients, but this is something I tell everybody. If you were going to buy a big screen TV, would you just walk into Best Buy and hand them your credit card?
Right.
And say, pick one out for me. Right, anyone exactly. You think pick I should have.
Nobody does that.
Right.
There's no other shopping experience similar to insurance. Right. Yeah.
So why would you do that with your insurance? It's... I think as a whole, we've been trained to just go, oh, we have an insurance card. Mm-hmm. It's magic. Mm-hmm. And here you go. And it should cover everything. And maybe even days gone by, that wasn't the case. There were limits that, you know, insurance has changed, but there were always limits and things that weren't covered. Always, yeah. always. But it seemed like there was better coverage, you know, days gone by, mm-hmm. right? Or maybe they didn't charge as much, whatever the reason. But if people would just educate themselves like they would if they were going to make a car purchase, mm-hmm. or a big screen TV purchase, knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. And when you have that knowledge and know that you're not going to let them get away with overcharging you, that then they go, oh.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know, I'm a very big advocate of having more consumer-driven healthcare, because what that means for me is they're more transparent. And could you imagine if hospitals posted all their prices online and you could decide which hospital you were going to have your knee replacement at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the freedom would be amazing.
And the competition, it would drive pricing down.
Right, yeah. And quality up.
Yes, it would. So,
Maybe, hopefully we're working in that direction one day. That would be amazing. I think there are so many people now that are just driven away by the headache, and they will opt for cash pay, but they don't even know that they have options there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can even be a cash pay, what I talked about earlier, being a cash pay and not using your insurance. There are some companies, no, you won't get a reimbursement if you just do straight cash pay, but there are others that will. You can go and have a procedure done, take advantage of the cash price, then turn around and send that receipt in and get reimbursed, maybe not the full amount, but your out-of-pocket expense will be less than if you had handed them your insurance card.
Wow.
And a lot of people don't know they can do that too.
I didn't know I could do that.
The same thing with prescriptions. If you have a health insurance and your copay is $20, the pharmacy is under contract to charge you the $20, whether that prescription costs $20 or $8. Mm-hmm. So if you went in, if you looked online and saw that your prescription was actually only $8 cash, you go to the pharmacy, they're going to charge you $20. Mm-hmm. So why not go in and say, I don't have insurance and I need the cash price and pay $8.
Right.
Wow.
So there's a lot of, again, it's learning those little tricks.
Yeah.
To know that you just because you have an insurance card doesn't mean you have to use it.
You told me a really interesting story too about facilities that you found. I think they were for mammograms. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably not going to get the facts right on this one. So I'm going to let you take it from there.
Well, there's actually two facilities, and they're pretty common in both areas. There's one in Austin for mammograms that have a cash price of $214 for a mammogram. Well, one of the insurance companies I represent, we pay $250 for a mammogram. So yes, you go in and you pay your $214 and then you get reimbursed $250. So you actually make money. I know,
isn't
right?
Crazy?
So it's free to have a free. You get paid to go have a mammogram. And I probably told you the story when I went to the ear doctor. I may have told you that story. I had an earache and I knew I probably needed to have my ear cleaned out. So I went in and, you know, looked at my ear, took care of it. I'm great. I go up front and the lady looks at my insurance card and she goes, okay, you don't owe anything. And I said, okay, great. And so they file it to my insurance. Not only did they pay the doctor in full, I received a check for $220.
What?
And it was because the allowance, I did use a network provider, and the allowance for that procedure was $350. So they only charged $250. The PPO discount was $125, and so I got the difference.
Oh my goodness. I've got to learn how to do this.
So there's, does it work that way every time? No.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, and even if you have traditional insurance, had a client that needed an MRI. Her nice big insurance company's copay was $950 for an MRI. Wow. She knows to call me, and she called me, and she goes, what do I do? And I said, go to this place. They're a cash pay. They do MRIs and sonogram, you know, all those kinds of CT scans. Mm-hmm. The cash price for an MRI is $500. I just saved her $450 by not using her insurance. Luckily, she doesn't pay a whole lot because it's through an employer. But
yeah,
why would you use your insurance and pay more?
Right. Well, in the state of Texas, I'm self-employed, and you're self-employed. I'm only eligible for an HMO, to my knowledge. And I went around in circles for years trying to figure out how to find an insurance plan that, you know, covered enough but wasn't crazy in its monthly premiums. And then also, there was actually a provider in my town.
Right.
Because that's a tricky question I didn't ask the first year that I became an insurance investigator as my side gig. So how should somebody even start that process? If they know, I know there's I have a couple of clients right now that are college age kids and they say, no, I don't really need insurance. They're too old to be on their parents' plan, but you know, not active in the workforce. They're in this kind of gray zone.
Right.
What now?
So, you know, if you're a very healthy person, and you're young, you can get a great private plan. It's not going to break the bank. Mm-hmm. You know, you could probably be looking at a premium anywhere from $150 to $200 a month for a private plan. You can use any doctor. You can use in-network. It pays regardless of whether you're in-network or out-of-network, but you get the biggest bang for your buck usually using an in-network doctor. So to speak to your point earlier about, you know, experimental treatments, if you go and have a doctor visit, no matter what they do at that visit, there's a dollar amount attached to that we're going to reimburse for. And if it's a lab or an injection, we don't care that it's experimental. You had an injection. So that's in the case where maybe your big name insurance company wouldn't cover something. For people who are young and healthy, you have so many more choices, or anyone that's really healthy, even an older person like me. There's more. I mean, I save $7,000 a year on my health insurance premiums.
Wow.
Because knock on wood, healthy.
Yeah.
I don't take medications. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to pay a big name company my money every month for the privilege of having my physical covered at 100%. So it's just, again, having a conversation with people to find out what their needs are. And I just direct them to what they need, whether I make a commission or not on it, because it's important to me to make sure people have the right coverage, because that's just going to help everyone overall if they have the right coverage.
That's amazing. I think the SoLiv community that is really focused on cancer and alternative therapies and living a healthy life and you know, having some support from insurance when they need it, I think could just greatly benefit from these services. I just I'm thinking in my head a little roster of all the people I really want to send your way. So,
right.
So tell us a little bit more about when somebody visits your website. Where should they go? What should they look for to get more info? How do they contact you, and how do you take on a client? Is it a monthly basis, or is it a kind of a individual need? You know, each time they need you, do they reach out?
Well, ideally, people will go to my website and there's a contact page, contact us, you know, they can put something in there, but they can also, my calendar link is in there, so they can actually just schedule 30-minute, it's a free consultation. I gather all your information. And then we'll set up once I've researched, you know, some people are easy, you know, I can get them something pretty quickly. Other people are a little more complicated and it may take a few days, but then I can get them, I'll email them the information and then we talk again. And I walk through the options because you're going to be an information overload. I try not to give you too much, but then it's like, okay, well, you have these choices and let's do another phone call or Zoom, either way. And we can do in person too, whatever people are comfortable with. And I talk through the options. Here are the pros and cons of each plan. And here's your premium. And a lot of stuff is customizable. I get that all the time where I'll give like an average deductible and someone will say, you know what, I'm comfortable doing a bigger deductible, or you know what, I really want a lower deductible. Okay, we can do that. The price is going to change. Higher deductible, less premium, lower deductible, more premium. Again, it's a comfort level. And so that's really how they can contact me. Going to my webpage is the best way. All my contact information is on there, email, phone number, and my calendar link. And how I take on clients is I see if I can help them. So once I give them all the information, they either sign up for one of the things I recommend or I tell them to keep what they have. There are instances where it makes sense to keep what you have. And if that's the case, then no, they don't become my client. I just ask them to send me someone I can help.
I love that.
And we'll definitely have the links in our show notes or your website, and then they can find the calendar from
Appreciate
that. So we'll definitely do that. I think people are going to be really interested in trying to figure out what's best for them. Well, maybe I'm speaking from my own perspective as being self-employed. I'm like thinking about what I have and thinking like,
I need to change this. Yeah, I know. I really think Janice could kind of help me figure out how to apply my funds in a way, kind of now that I am in remission and I'm healthy and I know what doctors I want to see each year for a check-in and where I really need to kind of focus that money. I think it would be really helpful just to even check in with you and say, hey, could I do a better job of figuring this out? Or if I'm going to do some preventative things this year, you know, how should I go about making sure that I'm doing this the right way?
Planning is important if you can plan. I mean, obviously when you have an emergency, you're just dealing with that at the moment. But if you can plan, you really can sometimes negotiate and pick, you know, if you know who your providers are, then that is also helpful in knowing what kind of coverage you need. Because there are some doctors that take no coverage. I mean, they're just cash only.
Right. Most of the physicians,
the ones
in
that
my
you
network,
want to see, probably don't.
Absolutely.
So then let's look for a plan that maybe has some supplemental benefits that, okay, even though you're going wherever and they don't accept insurance, you just need a detailed receipt to send in and you can get some help on that.
Sure.
So
yeah,
that helps minimize your costs too.
And I'm just thinking about just the people in our Soul Live audience who we've introduced to, like Tosh James's work and Dr. Truitt's work, that we have testimonials and different interviews on other podcasts that our listeners might be familiar with, that if they're starting to contemplate one of those options, that maybe as a cancer treatment option, and they're running into the situation of, oh my gosh, that's out of pocket, like, we want to know that they have this option to talk to you and to plan and figure out, like, oh, is that a viable option for them with some sort of plan that you might be able to offer them as
right.
well.
Yeah. And so I evaluate people's health history too and their concerns. Because if you have a whole bunch of people in your family that's had cancer, but you're 28 and you feel very healthy, well, guess what? Maybe you need a supplemental cancer policy. Because hopefully not, but your odds are not good that something may pop up. So certain things we want to try to put in place when you're healthy, and when you're young, they're really inexpensive. Really inexpensive. Yeah. You know, if you could just spend $8 a week and have that peace of mind. I mean, what is $8 a week? I pick on coffee. I won't. I'll say, you know, have one less of those expensive coffees or one less lunch out. You know, you really won't miss it being gone, and you'll be so thankful later that you had that. And you have that coverage.
And I think the other thing that's really interesting too, my dad got on a plan that for 2 years he did not know that they would cover a gym membership. He just had no idea what this plan was even able to help him with. Even something as small as, you know, a $100 a month gym membership, nobody told him that. So just kind of knowing what is included, what you have available to you, taking advantage of what you're already paying for, I think for most people is just really eye-opening.
Yes, it's understanding your coverage. And unless you have a personal agent, I mean, if you just go on a website and buy insurance, mm-hmm. You're probably not going to understand it unless you're just super savvy with insurance. And you know to call a company and have someone walk you through. But yes, you can always do that. You can always call any of these companies out there, an 800 number, and they'll give you coverage, but they're not going to hold your hand when you need something done. And I have clients all the time that text me to, hey, you know, this is what's going on. And I'll, you know, if I'm not with a client, I'll respond. They get to me a lot quicker than they would if they call an 800 number.
That's
just a relief in itself.
And I hate email too. So
I was going to say almost anything is quicker than actually getting to a insurance agent these days.
You may not get the right answer. That's the other scary thing.
Oh no.
Is you can call, again, remember I told you I worked in medical offices, mm-hmm. and not to pick on Medicare, but I'll pick on Medicare. Sure. The doctor I worked for was primarily Medicare, and we would call to ask about something, and we could call five times and get five different answers.
Wow.
And it became almost a joke where we would ask the person, how long have you worked there? Because we found that if they worked there at least 3 years, they knew more than anyone that was new. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate, but that's true for all insurances. There's lots of people that are just reading from a script. And, you know, if I don't know the answer, I'll tell you I don't know, but let me find out.
Right.
And that's what you want. You don't want to call somewhere and they tell you one thing and then you do that and it's wrong. Mm-hmm. And yes, that can happen. It happens more than it should. So it's really... I have some personal experiences with things that I'll say, no, don't do that because this is what my experience has been. Or at least tell you this is what could happen. We won't know until your claim is filed or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. No, I think that is so fascinating. And I love Shanna's point that we have so many amazing practitioner offerings in our SoLive roster mm-hmm. that I think could really send some people your way that want to take advantage of these and just really aren't sure how to get started. So anything else you'd like to share? Anything you think our audience should really know about you or about your services or...
Planning. Don't wait.
Don't wait till it's an emergency.
Emergency, and that's something I counsel people on too. Know who's in your network. Post it on your fridge. Where's the closest urgent care that takes my insurance?
That's a great idea.
That is good.
Because when you slice your hand open from
it's hard to think about much more than just getting somewhere.
Hard to Google directions.
You don't want to go, well, I can't go there. They're not a network.
Right.
You know, and I've instructed my husband, if there's an emergency, you're taking me here.
Yeah.
And he's like, but you're taking me here, not there, here. Or tell the ambulance. And sometimes that does happen. If you have to go by ambulance, then we'll only take you, depending where you live, to a certain hospital.
Right.
So those are things you need to find out so you can prepare. And I always tell all my clients, if you have an emergency, deal with it. We'll deal with it on the back end mm-hmm. if we have to. But the more planning you can do up front, whether it's knowing what your coverage is or planning for your coverage, because open enrollment is mm-hmm. coming up soon, and I'm one person. So don't everyone wait till November 30th to contact
right, to call
me.
You. Yeah.
And I won't be working hopefully at 11 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. but I try to help as many people as I can. So if you want to do a comparison, sooner than later is always good.
Mm-hmm. No, that is so, I think this really is perfect timing, and hopefully we can get past the point so not everybody's bombarding you at once.
Right, exactly.
I guess it's a good problem to have,
yes.
but I want to be able to help everybody.
Yeah, sure.
So.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing all of this incredible information. I think this is such a different avenue for a lot of what we share, but so necessary.
Such a needed tool.
Absolutely. A conversation that I have all the time with clients. You know, what do I do? Where do I go? And I'm so excited to have you in our roster to share with them.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And everybody, we will link all of Janice's information in our show notes, her website, how you can contact her, and a little bit more about her.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you.
SoLive takes a holistic approach in that mind, consumption, and movement is your strongest ally in creating the mental and physical wellness you desire. Join us on this journey of sharing the best tips, insights, and expert advice we've come across. Thank you from SoLive. For more information, go to SoLiveInc.org.